I'm Eric Allen for KLCC. The Klezmonauts have been putting their eclectic international spin on klezmer music in the Willamette Valley for a couple of decades now, and they're celebrating the release of a new CD. It's called The Klezmonauts Destroy Tsunami, and they'll be holding a CD release concert at Tsunami Books in Eugene on Sunday afternoon, December 15th at 4. Joining me in the KLCC studios are two of the Klezmonauts, Jeremy Wegner and Ken Sokolov. Welcome, gentlemen. Well, there is a bit of a legend about the Klezmonauts actually stopping a tsunami. Is there any truth to that legend?
I remember it exactly like that, actually, yeah.
Yeah, I forget what happened, but
were dispatched to the beach, and, you know, no one, it was kept under wraps, so not many people even knew about it, so luckily.
Well, thank you for contributing to Oregon history in that way. And with this CD, there's another reference, of course, in that this CD was recorded at Tsunami Books, correct?
That is correct.
And this was a live CD?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we did it back in April of this year.
Well, you have quite the eclectic take on klezmer music. You seem to reach beyond it internationally, as we hear various instruments like the sitar and the sarod and all those sorts of things with the music. Where are the boundaries of klezmer music for you? This is not straight klezmer music by any means.
Well, we don't really have boundaries, I guess. We've pretty much, we try to keep our instruments in tune, which is a losing battle with the mandolin sometimes, but
we take it. Our roots were in electric, kind of the electric rock.
Yeah, classic rock.
With the klezmer. And then we kind of got more into actual traditional sounding stuff.
And we're hearing just a taste of one of the songs coming in behind us. Tell us about this song before it kicks into full gear.
Well, this is a set of bulgurs that was arranged by Mike Curtis, our horn player. And we thought we would try some sitar on it, just because we could, for better or for worse.
Well, it's kind of the thing about the creative era these days. With no record companies in the way, you get to freely experiment with what the heck you want to do, don't you?
That is true.
It is a beautiful thing. Well, let's listen to a little bit of the Klezmonauts here from the Klezmonauts Destroy Tsunami on KLCC. Thank you. from the new Klezmonauts CD, The Klezmonauts Destroy Tsunami. They will be live at Tsunami Books in Eugene this Sunday, December 15th at 4 p.m. And Jeremy Wegner and Ken Sokolov from the Klezmonauts are with us in the KLCC studios. Well, let's talk about the instrumentation of that piece. Both of you play rather unusual instruments for klezmer music in a sense. Ken, cajon and dumbek, those are not particularly klezmer instruments.
Dumbek's used a lot. Cajon you see a lot in a lot of folk music these days, so it's kind of really creeping into a lot of music. And it's a Peruvian instrument originally, and the flamenco musicians adopted it. So
and
it's getting out there now.
And Ken, for you, mandolin, sarod, and sitar, talk a little bit more about the instrumentation that you're using on this CD.
Well, I've been playing, I learned most of these klezmer tunes playing the mandolin. And like I said, you know, I have an obsession with Indian music and sitar. And given one of the main reasons I decided to try sitar was because of the key. It was in the right key. And then we just worked it in there and people liked it. You know, the bandmates liked it. And so we've been including it in there most of the time. For most gigs that we play, I won't bring it just because it's not convenient to lug around, and it's a challenge to get it amplified properly. But for playing at Tsunami Books, that's an ideal kind of a venue to bring your sitar or sarod to play at.
And the sitar was prominently featured in the intro in that last song we heard.
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, we sort of. Sort of like an overture of the tunes, went through some of the melodic phrases in the tunes in an intro sort of Indian style like they would do for a raga in an alap, and then sort of launched into it.
In Jewish, in klezmer, there's the doina, or in Turkish music, makam. It's just a droney kind of intro, kind of show you where the piece is going to be going.
It does seem to me that to really experiment and bring in outside elements is part of the klezmer tradition. I mean, klezmer has been highly influenced by American jazz over the years and by the Romani gypsy music over the years as well. So perhaps your international take on all of this is really a part of the tradition more than outside of it. Would you think so?
We're not getting the music police coming after us for it, so it must be okay.
You're still alive and on the streets successfully. That's a good thing.
Yeah. I feel like music is one place that there's room for everything, you know. Mm-hmm. There's room for everybody and everything, you know. So.
Well, let's hear a little bit more music off of the Klezmonauts Destroy Tsunami. There's a medley we've chosen here. How would you like to introduce this piece?
Well, this one starts with a klezmer jig that was written by yours truly, and then we launch into some traditional klezmer tunes that we picked up off of the David Grisman, Andy Statman album, Songs of Our Fathers.
Yours truly being Jeremy Wegner from the Klezmonauts, as well as Ken Sokolov here in the KLCC studios. Here are the Klezmonauts from the Klezmonauts Destroy Tsunami. Thank you. from the new Klezmonauts CD. The Klezmonauts destroy Tsunami, and they will be at Tsunami Books, but not destroying it, 4 p.m. on Sunday, December 15th, to celebrate the release of that new CD. Jeremy Wagner and Ken Sokolov here with me in the KLCC studios, two members of the Klezmonauts. Now, a lot of you guys have played together for quite a long time, but there has been a personnel change in recent times. You have a new addition to the band. Tell us about him.
Yeah, so about a couple years ago, Mike Curtis joined the band, and he's an amazing musician. He's been playing clarinet and saxophone with us, and he has had a long musical career. He's written books of transcriptions and plays with the symphony, and he's really added first of all, he's brought a lot of new tunes to the band that we're playing now, and also some of the tunes that we've been playing a while have a new freshness to them and adds a new element of higher musicality to the band, I feel like. So.
Anything, Ken, you'd like to add to that about the changes?
He's like got a following in Europe and stuff. He's played in like Siberia and stuff. I mean, he's he's like the real deal. You know, he wanted to be on our band. He was like, yeah, let me think about it. All right. I think we could work with you. So, yeah, he's really brought us up like a quantum leap, and that was really good. So.
Well, let's talk about the show coming up this Sunday at 4, what the form of that's going to be and what you're going to be including in that show.
Okay, well, we're gonna be starting at 4 p.m. at the bookstore. I think we're going to play a couple sets of music, and we're planning to bring some of the exotic instruments down to do some of the sarod and sitar in there. And I'm not sure what else is going to be. I think it's going to be a great show. I think everyone's been kind of holed up for the last week or so. It's time to get out and, you know, come listen to some music.
You know, Hanukkah's already passed this year. It's been very early compared to where it is in usual. So this isn't exactly a Hanukkah celebration, but there is a lot of connection, obviously, in the klezmer music and the Jewish history, especially in Eastern Europe. Is there any connection between klezmer music and Hanukkah directly that you know of? I don't know the answer to this question, certainly.
I'm not aware of that.
Yeah.
Let me call my mother and ask
her. Okay,
I'm sure
we'll hear now.
Yeah, right. She'll go on for a long time and let you know exactly.
Well, pardon our ignorance on that one, but it's beautiful celebration music. Klezmer has always been used in celebration, so there's always that high element of celebration that's appropriate for any holiday, regardless of denomination, I would say.
It's Jewish party music, really, is what it is. You know, you can imagine them hoisting the cup bride and groom up on the chairs and dancing in circles around them while that music's going on, sort of the image it conjures up.
A lot of the melodic lines in klezmer music seem to almost have a connection to the human voice, too, even though it's instrumental music in general. Mm-hmm. There's something about the melodic lines that mimic a human voice, certainly. Is that present in your arrangements? Do you hear that and think that as well, or is that something that I'm just pulling out of the air?
It's quite possibly true. I know that from studying the sitar, all of the Indian music, it all comes from the ancient vocal music, and that I think that a lot of these traditions are coming rooted in the original vocal
It did
music.
Come out of like synagogue music originally, but that was a long time ago. And yeah, when you listen to the clarinet, there's like little laughs and cries and things. So it does mimic the human voice sometimes.
Anything else you'd like to say about the CD or this concert before we go into one final song on the way out?
We'd like to mention other members of the band, Chip Cohen on the violin and fiddle. And he's a great player. I'm sure you've seen him playing around town for years in various bands. And then we have Michael Rubenstein playing on the bass with us. So,
Jeremy Wagner and Ken Sokolov of the Klezmonauts. They'll perform at Tsunami Books in Eugene Sunday, December 15th at 4 p.m. with tickets available at the door, celebrating the release of the new CD, The Klezmonauts Destroy Tsunami. For more information on the band, see ReverbNation.com/Klezmonauts. Thank you, Jeremy and Ken, for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
And let us know what's the last song we're going to go into on the way out here.
This is one written by a musical collaborator of Mike Curtis's named Dave Leslie. He's the name of the writer of this tune, and it's called Casimirius, and it's a song they wrote when they were traveling through Poland. More details
ghetto,
about it.
I think it was a
Jewish ghetto. Something that they were
shtetl
traveling through. So it was inspired by their trip.
Heavy shtetl.
The Klezmonauts on KLCC.